So one announcement that I forgot was to remind you to pass the fellowship books down the row. If you haven't do that, I would invite you to do so, please. Who do people say that I am? That is the question. Not just the question that Jesus asked the disciples way back then, but also the question for today, for now, for us. Because this question makes all the difference. Because we as Christians are called to follow Jesus, and even more than that, we're meant to understand who God is by seeing who Jesus is. The fact is, if Jesus shows us who God is, then our answer to the question, who do you say that I am, makes all the difference. You know, there are people who see Jesus primarily as a heavenly judge, as the one who comes to sort people, the good from the bad, the one who wields a sword of judgment, who comes at the end of time on behalf of God to gather those who are righteous and destroy those who are evil. For them, Jesus primarily teaches us rules for determining who is pure and holy and who is not. And our job as disciples is learning God's rules and telling other people about them, judging people's behavior according to the rules and informing them whether we think they will be okay when it comes to the afterlife. The problem with this way of understanding Jesus is that it does not seem to be rooted in the stories of Jesus that are in the Gospels. It seems to me that in the Gospels, Jesus actually calls out the leaders precisely when they use God's law to call out others and to judge others' behaviors. To the contrary, in the Gospels, it seems to me that Jesus is constantly identifying the divisions that people have created between those who are supposedly righteous and unrighteous, and then he walks right past those dividing lines. Seeing Jesus primarily as a judge leads to an understanding that who God is the one who's mostly concerned with sorting, dividing, and separating people. But I just don't see that in Jesus. To me, that's not the answer to the question, who do you say that I am? There are also those who see Jesus primarily as the one who rewards disciples for faithfully following, the one who works to pour out God's blessings, rewards, health, and wealth. For them, Jesus is the one who dispenses all the gifts of heaven, from the smallest things to the largest. And our job as disciples is about being faithful, trusting in Jesus, following his ways in order to get the things we need. Jesus is kind of like a gumball machine. Put a coin in, a gumball comes out. Put in a prayer, do good for a neighbor, attend church, and God dispenses a blessing. The problem with this way of understanding Jesus is that it does not seem to be rooted in the stories of Jesus in the Gospels. Seeing Jesus is about me doing something for God to get something for me, for us. To me, that doesn't look like Jesus at all. Yes, Jesus gifts healing. Yes, Jesus gives freedom to people from the power of evil. Yes, Jesus proclaims God's blessings, but these gifts are not linked to faithfulness conditionally. To the contrary, in the Gospels, it seems to me God has not set up a system of exchange or an economic structure by which we earn or purchase or trade faithful behavior for blessings. Seeing Jesus primarily as a dispenser of God's blessing leads to an understanding that who God is primarily the one who hands out things, miracles, happiness. But that's not what I see in Jesus. To me, that's not the answer to the question, who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say that I am? This is the question that Jesus asked the disciples and the question Jesus asks us. And it's the question that Jesus answers right there in the text. Who do you say that I am? The Messiah? The chosen one? The promised one? Yes, Peter, that's correct. But do you know what that means? Jesus says, the Messiah, Peter, the Messiah will undergo great suffering. The Messiah will be rejected by the powerful, the religious leaders, the government. The Messiah will be killed and after 3 days rise again. Friends, this is the good news. Who do you say that I am? I will tell you who I am. I am the one who will die on the cross to bring freedom to you, to make you free from your death-dealing ways, to free you from your division and violence, to free humanity from self-destruction. I am the one who will rise again to show you a new way, a better way, the way of God's reign. So take up your cross and follow me. I will lead you away from the Satan, that is, the accuser, humanity's stumbling block by which you divide one another, the one who leads you to accuse and divide and destroy each other, the one who leads you to violence and hate and separation, to imperialism and colonialism and nativism, racism, sexism, ableism, ageism, oppression, suffering, injustice, hopelessness, despair. I will lead you away from the divider, the accuser. This is the good news. Jesus says, if you follow me, I will lead you to changed hearts and minds. The good news of God's reign, God's ways, God's justice, God's grace, the way of overturning the brokenness that infects humanity. Those who are willing to lay down their lives for the sake of my good news, for the sake of the good news of God's love, they will save their lives. This is the good news. We find abundant life in giving life to others. We find life by loving God through loving neighbors. Who do you say that I am? The one who reveals that receiving and sharing God's mercy and forgiveness, love and peace brings healing and hope, comfort and blessing. It's a new way forward. It is a transformation of the world, of hearts for all people. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks us. Who do you believe God to be when you look at me? Who do you believe you are called to be when you see God in me? That's Jesus' question for each of us. Who do you believe you are called to be when you see God in me? A God who gives life, abundant life, life filled with hope and joy and love, rooted in mercy and compassion for all people. This is the good news. We are called to do what Jesus has already done for us. Pour out ourselves for the sake of those who are suffering, who are drowning, burning, starving, for those who are pressed, for those who are struggling, for those who are being crushed by the world. This is the good news. We are called to do what Jesus has done for us, to give life, to bring hope, to speak peace, to proclaim love to the world. And in doing so, we too find life. Amen.